Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's so nice to know that you are logged in and listening to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule today to plug in with us for about 30 minutes. I am so grateful for all of you. Well, tonight we have a very, very special guest. I am having the honor and privilege of interviewing Miss Val McLeod. I think it's, let me say it right, McLeod. And Val is the founder of Val, V-A-L, the letter U, Life More. Value Life More. I love that. And she is also the brainchild behind Vets Lives Matter Now. I'm going to read a little bit about her, but before we do, you know how we always do. We open up with a word of prayer. So, Father God, we thank you and we honor you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to see another beautiful day in which you created. And God, for that, we say thank you. We ask you to forgive us for anything that we have done or said or thought throughout this day that was not pleasing in your sight. And we also forgive those, Father God, who have sinned against us as well. So, Lord, we ask you to be, to go through the airwaves today, be in the midst of this interview, and do what you do best, which is everything which is done to your glory. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let me read a little bit about Val. I am just so excited. Val is the visionary of Vet Lives Matter Now. She's the founder of Val U Life More. She's a brand influencer, an author, a transformational coach, life coach, and an empowerment speaker. Val is an amazing empowerment speaker with the testimony of her own tremendous weight loss from being over 600 pounds to a life transformation path that is bridged alongside of her spiritual faith, as she is dedicated to molding and bringing value to the lives of others. I'm going to bring Val on because we've got so many questions that we want to ask her. So without further ado, it is my honor and privilege to bring this published author, speaker, and motivational empowerment facilitator, Val, on the line. Val, are you with us?
I am with you. Hello there, lady. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. I'm so greatly, greatly honored to be on with you. I don't know if I call you Miss Katrina, Queen Reese. How do I address you? I don't know. I'm just like, you are just everything. My goodness. Wow.
That's all God. Look, you know how it is when God down pours some stuff in you. You could just can't be still. You got to be obedient and do what he says to do and then let him get the glory out of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm honored and just a kind of a distinct blessing and a privilege to be here with you, to share with you, with your listening audience. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. And you can call me Katrina. That is, I'm a servant of his, and that's what you can call me. So, Val, I want to get into, first of all, my biggest question is, when I first started reading your bio, and we want to give a shout out to Felicia Leslie, who has set up this interview. She is phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've worked with her before, and I just love her to pieces. So shout out to Felicia. But first of all, I want to talk about this transformation from your weight loss. Then we'll get into your Value Life More business, and then I really, really want to talk about your Vets Lives Matter Now. That's the biggest thing I want to talk about. But kind of give our listening audience take us through that transformation, what that happened with you.
Okay, I'm happy to, Katrina, but if I could just take a personal privilege, I heard as you were introducing me, and thank you for such a beautiful introduction, when people see my name written, they think, okay, the pronunciation, and so it is like McLeod, M-C-L-E-O-D, like Mary McLeod Bethune, on whose day is this interview, as we live and breathe, it would be her 75th birthday. So we just honor and pay homage to such an extraordinary woman. I am in the direct bloodline of Dr. McLeod Bethune. So I especially am in a moment of deep humility today as we recognize her tremendous contribution to our lives as a stateswoman, just a philanthropist, a humanitarian, just the overall phenomenal woman that she is. I sometimes just say is instead of was because it remains. It's fruit that remains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
well, thank you for that correction. So we definitely got that right. It's McLeod. Okay, great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so so Katrina, here's the thing. I was born with an insatiable appetite. My mother always told the story. When I was a newborn, she would give me 8 ounces of milk, which already, that's, if you think about a newborn who would normally have 2, maybe 4 ounces of milk, mm-hmm. I had to not only have a whole 8, I would scream until she gave me another whole 8 ounces. So 16 ounces of milk from a newborn. I had it, so I was born with this insatiable appetite. And that appetite continued my entire life, where I was like just almost unfillable. And I was always eating. And it's like this perennial grazer. It's like if I was awake and if I was conscious, I wanted to be eating all the time. And then eating the things that weren't the healthiest for me because I was just getting bigger and bigger. So by the time I was in elementary school, I was 3 and 4 sizes larger than my classmate and my peers. And along with that goes with a certain measure of ostracization, of ridicule, of that. And then in those experiences, what you do is you kind of resort back to what comforts you when you're in a space of pain or hurt. And what was my comforter, what my BFF has always been, is food. So I would turn to the food to comfort me from, what was the result of eating so much food, and that is becoming morbidly obese, right? And so throughout my life until I went to college, and there would be, kind of moments where I would release some weight. You know, my parents would, bargain, would offer me all kinds of inducements and bribes, if you will. Okay, if you lose weight, we'll get you a whole new wardrobe. We'll do you this and da, da, da. And I started being on Weight Watchers, I think, when I was in, like 11 or 12, So so this is a lifelong experience for me. So by the time I finished college, and I had a little bit of success getting rid of some weight in college, but I picked it right back because I didn't have in my head on what lifestyle changes to adjust. So, you can go on a starvation diet or something that's going to create a caloric deficit, and then you'll get rid of some weight. But if you don't have a change of mind or a change of approach, then what happens is, this is why they say 85% to 90% of diets fail, because there's not a mechanism to keep the weight off. So I, by the time I was in my early 20s, I had tipped out at over 600 pounds and began to have some major health challenges, one of which was my weight was causing my left knee practically, you know, had to give out because of the, you know, this is grinding in the cartilage, and it's now I'm down to almost bone on bone. And so I was going to be one of those people whom, God bless, I see even now, who are in a wheelchair or, you know, because of the weight, they no longer can carry their body weight. I'm 6 feet tall, so if you will, I kind of, it was more leveraged over a longer space versus a person who has a smaller, a shorter stature. So, so there's that. And so it was at that point, and I had another, you know, female connected health consequence that was going to greatly change how I live my life. And the doctor just told me, you're going to have to do something about this weight or this is going to be your portion. And what I wanted to do was get, you know, this was very early on. This was like in the early 80s or so. I wanted to get the newly invented weight loss surgery, and that was not a remedy for me. And so I have spent 30 years, really. So anyone who's so impressed with, wow, she got rid of all this weight, let me tell you something. I up and down, up and down, up and down. It's just once I broke, and this probably sounds very bizarre to people when they hear this, but it's just the truth. Once I got beneath 400 pounds, when I the first time I could put on a pair of store-bought jeans, even at a size, at a full-figured woman store that may have been a size 32 or something, I felt like Janet Jackson, you know? I'm like, okay, this is wonderful. Because I couldn't get clothes in any store. My mom would make clothes out of upholstery fabric for me. So I was walking around with people's couch on, because that's what that's what only thing that could accommodate me. And so I had just progressively through, you name a diet, I've tried it. Because Weight Watchers was a big part of my journey. Liquid diets, Optifast, Atkins, name it, I've been on it, you know, all bananas, cabbage patch, cabbage diet, whatever, you know, just everything. And so, you know, and then once I, you know, was able to walk some, I began to incorporate, you know, getting some mobility and exercise. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to really, in the essence of time, kind of shoot up to 2014. And I used to write about what my experience, because I've never been that person who felt, and this is just a weird thing, Katrina, you know, I never had a shame connected. I had an embarrassment and a humiliation and a frustration, but I was never ashamed of who I was, because I always knew that who I was inside of all of this excess weight was this beautiful, loving, caring human being that I wanted people to see in spite of, you know, what was objection about my physical presentation. So I began to write about my journey and online and submit the story, and People Magazine saw it somewhere and reached out to me. And so that just began this whole shift to now me being a person who talks about my morbid obesity and that journey to a healthier life, a better weight process on public platforms.
Wow, that is phenomenal. And the interesting thing is, like you said, when you realize that there was a shift in your mindset that kept you moving forward to continue to get the weight off, how long have you been able to be at a comfortable weight that you feel like you're able to, you know, that you've been able to manage? Because, you know, I'm the same way. I've, you know, fluctuated back and forth with weight. And once I realized, like you said, I knew who God made me to be. And even though, yeah, I had some, you know, I've had some health issues with that as well. But once I began to understand that I'm beautiful, regardless of what size, but God still wants me healthy. He wants me healthy, because I can't do ministry, you know, being unhealthy.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, the shift for me came really after I was projected on this national and global platform because of the media exposure that Being in People magazine brought to me. I mean, I in short order, you know, because of, you know, there's many factors. I'm just going to reduce it, not reduce it down, just acknowledge it's just a favor of God. It's just his purpose and his plan for my life to help to encourage people because, you know, I mean, I know being a woman of faith and being a part of the kingdom, so many of us, this is a struggle and this is something that needs to be addressed and dealt with, you know, from a very loving, a very caring, but also a very constructive. We don't have to just stay in that space. So I say, God didn't make me 600 pounds. Val did that, right? Destiny is a decision, right? It's what I chose. Yes. But what God does enable me to do is to take Philippians 4:13 and also apply it to what I can do to achieve a better, you know, standard of living and a better level of wellness. So because I was projected, Katrina, on this national platform, oh, what did you do and how did you do it? Well, I knew that I had done it all the wrong ways. So if you look at my Good Morning America segment, I talk about the inspirational things that I did, but I really couldn't talk about anything programmatically that I did because I had starved just to get, just to be on in the magazine and get on the TV. I thought I could do that, was not duplicatable. So, but after then, I was like, God, I need something authentic to be able to really help people. And so the past 5 years has been spent doing just that, getting something informational and instructional that if people will understand, and this has been a paradigm shifting awareness for me, it's not about a diet. You have to release the whole notion of a diet from your soul. Just release it. It's the issue of giving your body the nutrition it wants. Because our culture, particularly over here in the West, in the United States, the foods that we eat, they're so filled with things that are completely counterdistinctive to being able to properly absorb and metabolize and release. They're made to make us fatter, you know, and to make us kind of more addicted to carbohydrates and sugars and all those kind of things like that. So what I found is what you have to introduce into your diet, I say don't take nothing away. Just add some nutrition to your diet, especially something, and I want people to be very careful when I say this, and don't just rush out and get anything like that says it, matcha, M-A-T-C-H, matcha green tea is the manna from heaven for people. I'm really of any, wherever your health level is, because of its detoxification effects. But I want to put a very strong caveat there and say all matchas are not created equal, and I don't have a matcha yet that I can offer to, you know, those who are part of my wellness initiative, but I do have one I'd like to strongly recommend that I'm looking to private label in the near future, but it's matcha konomi, M-A-T-C-H-A, konomi, K-O-N-O-M-I, same name.com, matchakonomi.com, and just a small can of matcha. It's like less than $20. You only need like a half a teaspoon a day because it's so concentrated. It's ceremonial grade, and it's going to give you a sense of energy, and it's going to increase your metabolism faster, going to increase your digestive system. Just Google the health benefits of matcha green tea, and you're going to be like, I want it today. So I want to encourage your listeners to go to Matcha Konomi, and not only it can you get it there affordably, but she's even extended a coupon, a discount, an 18% discount for those who are referred by any of the platforms that I'm on. By at checkout, put in Val U, V-A-L, the letter U, the number 18, and you'll get an 18% discount plus free shipping, and it will change your life. And so my weight, even since that time, you know, I had dealt with a trauma situation in my life a few years ago, and I just kind of fell off the wellness wagon, if you will, but I'm back on it now, and I'm getting matcha in my body, just having a cup or putting it in a smoothie or whatever first thing in the morning will revolutionize how you feel and ultimately your level of wellness. So that's the the most important thing I like to share about being able to optimize your wellness.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like that. I wrote that down, so I'm definitely going to be checking into that because I'm always about researching and finding the best things, you know, that works for me. And, you know, like you said, everything doesn't work for everybody. You have to find out definitely what works for you. And so
right.
I'm going to kind of gradually move into that because value life more. Did that kind of come from your transition of the weight loss and you moved in to the motivational empowerment a segment of your life and what you're doing now?
Not expressly. See, I've been from 1993, I've been a certified trainer for the King Center. So I've been on platforms of speaking and empowering and enriching, even when I was 600 pounds. That's just always been, I mean, even from before that, when I was in middle school, I was just always that person who was up advocating for something, right? So I'm wired that way. So value life more. And then also I was personally mentored. I worked for the mayor for Miami for years, his constituent liaison. So I was the host for Dr. Maya Angelou anytime she was in the South Florida region. So she personally mentored me for years. And so that's a big a contributing factor in my life. So Value Life More is really just a consortium, a collection of what I do as a speaker and a trainer and a consultant to just build more powerful, pervasive philosophies, just processes, programs, even products that help people realize how valuable they are as an individual, as a community, as an organization. So I do that in management consulting and speaking forums. So the weight and wellness is one aspect of valuing oneself, right, from the inside out.
Yes. Now, tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, I mean, for anything, because we're definitely going to put your information out again on our Let's Talk Kingdom page to let them know how they can reach you and all the great things that you're doing. But let them know how they can contact you to come speak, whatever they may need you for. Give them that contact information.
Okay, I'd like to. For first of all, for bookings, I would love to come and speak and share at every opportunity. Please reach out to the aforementioned, the lovely Miss Felicia Knight. And Felicia is with AXE, Entertainment and Management. But her email address is fknight, K-N-I-G-H-T, at valuelife.com. I'm sorry. We didn't go into the Vets Lives Matter initiative, and Felicia's address is there. Let's do this. Just in the essence of quickness, to reach out to me directly, and I can direct it to Felicia. Do what we do like this. We do a hello, H-E-L-L-O, at valmcleod.com. So V as in victory, ALMCLEOD.com. So hello at valmcleod.com. For booking inquiries or any inquiry about anything, say hello and we'll get back to you.
All right, great. That's good.
And I just want to just very quickly, very quickly mention also our social media platforms are all Value Life More. And again, the U is the letter U. So Value Life More on Facebook, Value Life More on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Great. So we'll get that stuff out there for you listeners so you can definitely like her pages and keep up with what Val has going on. Now we're going to jump quickly into the Vet Lives Matter Now. What was the motivation behind that? I love that.
Interesting. Yeah, and I know our time is wrapping, so let me first start and thank you for every opportunity I have.
Well, we've got about 10 good minutes, so go ahead.
Okay, great. Okay, I thought I'm looking at 3 minutes. I'm like, Val, you've taken up all the time talking about you. Where are our veterans? Okay, good. thank you. But it certainly does migrate to one another. Katrina, this is it. I was in D.C. on March 30th, actually attending a Mary McLeod Bethune event there at the National Coalition Council of Negro Women. But that morning, I woke up to the news that a veteran had taken his life by suicide at a veteran's facility. And I was reminded of when I had fallen back when I was 600 plus pounds in that reach, fallen in a hotel lobby and broken my ankle. And when fire rescue came, the fire rescue workers just ridiculed and just embarrassed and just, you know, beleaguered me so much. I was so embarrassed, I refused to get on the stretcher. And I literally walked to the ambulance and literally walked from the ambulance into the emergency room. And because I did that, I caused a fracture, putting that much weight on a fracture to worsen. So when I heard about what that Navy man had done, I was reminded of the pain. Even from, you know, a completely different paradigm, his so much greater, obviously, you know, to have been a person who served this nation, and now you cannot get the support, the services you need, so much that you take your life at the place that's supposed to be treating you. And I just felt a clarion call from God to take all of this motivation and inspiration and empowerment energy that's in Value Life More and target it to our veterans first and foremost. So it was born from that space, literally on April 30th. I connected to, you know, my sister and trusted counselor Renee James that morning. I said, listen, I feel God leading me to target and support the veterans. And about a half hour later, she calls me. She said, Val, you need to buy the domain Vets Lives Matter. You know, and we were like, okay, is that available? It was there for $9.99. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow.
And then after we had our rollout on Memorial Day in Middle Georgia at Warner Robins, and that was phenomenal. In the press conference there, I'd love people to go to our website, VetsLivesMatterNow.org, and you can watch that press conference and read some more, you know, about what the movement is. We just added now to it because it's every moment, and we owe a debt of gratitude and appreciation and thanks to the women and to the men and to the families that serve our nation to be able to live the lives that we live each and every day. We don't know them all, as I say, but we owe them all. And so this initiative is to first pay homage and pay honor and to say thank you, not just with our mouths, but with our actions. And we have about five core pillars that we're going to be lifting up to just bridge the gaps. Because you have a number of people who are concerned and caring and trying to service our veterans, but something needs to kind of synergize all of those entities, because far too many, Sister Katrina, are falling between the cracks to the tune of, the suicide issue was the one that kind of spurred me, but by the time a person gets to that level of hopelessness, there's been a lot of things that didn't happen, and we can, as Americans, no longer tolerate that in any way. And not that we have, but I'm just saying we need to be more conscious of the things that we can do for the men, women, and families that serve to be there to support them before they ever, the word hopelessness or homelessness or hunger should never, ever be in the same sentence with a veteran. Come on. And we can do better, and we're doing better.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I so totally agree. It was interesting you said that, because my son is retired from the Army, and my brother is retired from the Air Force, and my nephew, my sister next to me, her son is now in the Army. He's in Killeen, Texas, and we were just having that discussion because she was talking about some of the cuts that have happened recently in the military and how he, there's just some things that he's recently got married and they're expecting a baby. And there's, you know, he's struggling. She said, I just had to wire him the money the other day because, you know, even though he's in the military, people don't realize, you know, they get cuts, just budget cuts and all that kind of stuff, just like anybody that's working at a corporate, you know, job. And I love that you are doing this, not only for the vets, but it just makes my heart feel good to know that not only you, but there are others, and I've interviewed other people, but I want to ask you one question. This organization, is this national, or is this just in your area where you are now?
It is a national thrust. We absolutely, we, like I said, we're new. We just launched out, but this is what's been such a huge blessing. Oh, my God, there has been a tidal wave, I mean a tsunami-sized tidal wave of support, particularly corporately, Katrina, to for us to be able to take this nationally. So we just started in Middle Georgia. I am focusing on doing some of the Next Steps organization in Florida and in Southern Georgia. But we're going to be moving this around the country. I'll tell you why. By next year, Veterans Day 2020, we're going to have a national march on Washington called March for Our Vets 2020, so that we as a country, for the first time in the history of this nation, Katrina Reese, to as a country say thank you. We value you. The last time there was anything that remarkably looked like it was after World War II ended. There was a end of war parade. But we have a nation. I mean, we say it, you know, like on Memorial Day, on Veterans Day, even on the Independence Day, which I think is very interesting in the middle of Veterans Day and Memorial Day. Is we owe our independence to those men and women like your son and your brother and those who, like you, a family member, you know, because when your son is gone, you're there, right? You know, you're serving too because your heart is wherever he is. So that's the importance of that. So, yeah, we have just, and I know Americans want to do this because I've heard the response around the country to be able to say, oh, we're so happy. How can we help? How can we get involved? So we're building those involvement pieces out right now and so that people can get engaged. So just stay tuned in. Connect with us for Vets Lives Matter. We have a Vets Lives Matter Now, Vets Lives Matter Now page on Facebook, all social media platforms. And if you want to, and then please go to our website, ACT, as in action, act@vetslivesmatternow.org. Certainly, if you like to give and contribute to being a part of it, or if you're interested in finding out how you can become involved or bring some initiative, because as we move around the country and some of the things that we have rolling out, we're going to need regional ambassadors and captains, and you can always send us an email of interest of participating. While we build out our volunteer part of our website, that's still in development and design. But you certainly can send an email and let us know what you're interested in being a part, or if you need some resources, you know, to be targeted somewhere. If you're caring for, you know, someone who's having a challenge with anything post career, we're certainly there. But you know, you said something very quickly, and let me just say this: when you talked about either your friend or your family member who had to send money to a person who's in the service, I just had a meeting this morning with someone saying that you have active duty service members who are struggling or who are living in their car as active duty. Girl, I almost laid on the floor. I'm like, now, okay, now see, this is necessary for us to raise the consciousness and be able to get to our active duty and our veterans, the resources, even if it's, you know, if the resources is more information and more support. You know, I don't believe in throwing a dollar after everything. Every solution is not always monetary, though money, you know, does answer all things, quiet as it's kept. Okay, thank you, Jesus. You know, but at the same time, you know, we just need to provide the support and to find out what is it that you need, and the resources are there, and we have a responsibility to do that.
We do. I totally, totally agree. I am so excited about this March for our Vets 2020. We will definitely be keeping our eyes and ears open for that, because Let's Talk Kingdom will definitely want to be involved in that. And listeners, I hope you guys also will go to the website. And if you are in Georgia, North Carolina, wherever you are listening from, definitely plug into her website and let them know where you are. And if you know people that are in your community or in your area that are in need, because it's obvious, Val, that you've got some very good resources behind you that are really going to make a difference in the lives of vets. So I'm so, so honored and so proud to know you and to hopefully one day to be a part of what you got going on. So we are coming up about 10 seconds out of our interview, and I want to thank all of our listeners. Val, I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to come on and to bless us today. One of the things that I always ask my guests to do is to close us out with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you would do that. But before we do, I just want to let our listeners know next Wednesday we will be having another interview with another phenomenal life coach, motivational speaker. Her name is Victoria Holland. She's out of Durham, Greensboro, the Triad area up in North Carolina, and she's doing some phenomenal things in the kingdom as well. And so she'll be on with us next Wednesday at 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So, Val, if you would, please close us out with a word of prayer.
I am honored. Thank you again for having me. And, Father, we just bless you, and we thank you for your great faithfulness, for your favor, and for your love, Father. I thank you, Father God, that we speak blessings upon Katrina Reese for her platforms, for the ministry, for the mandate that is upon her life. And thank you. Yes, God, let's talk kingdom. Amen. Father, you have decreed and declared, and you have given us an instruction as we seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness, that you will add all things. So to every listener, every person who's under the sound of our voice or who listens to this program, whenever they listen to it, we just come into full first agreement that your original purpose and plan for their lives comes into vision, comes to fruition. Thank you for giving us wisdom. Thank you for giving us an awareness of how to use the depth of whatever our life experiences are to your glory, to your honor, and for the good of one another. We thank and we praise you in the matchless name of your Son. We count it done and complete. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Val, we speak blessings upon you, and then whatever God has your hands and feet to tread upon and your hands to touch, and we just give it him the glory for all that is what's going to be taking place and what your mandate is as well in the kingdom. So we love you, and we want to thank you again. And everybody, don't forget, next week, same time, same station, as we come on and say, as we close out, let's talk. Good night, everybody. Have a good evening.
Bye for now.